This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Turkey's president says the offensive into northeast Syria will end if Kurdish fighters in the region drop their weapons and withdraw from a planned safe zone. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Huge cheers for Turkey's president in parliament as fighting rages on the ground in northeastern Syria. Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an ultimatum to Kurdish fighters Wednesday.
Bunun için de teklifimiz...
Our proposal to solve the issue in Syria in the quickest way is for all terrorists to drop their weapons, destroy their traps, and withdraw outside of the safe zone we determined by tonight.
He says the country's offensive in Syria will end when a 32-kilometer safe zone is established along Turkey's border. And that was non-negotiable.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump says he welcomes Russian efforts to end the fighting.
Syria may have some help with Russia, and that's fine. It's a lot of sand. They've got a lot of sand over there, so there's a lot of sand that they can play with.
The House impeachment inquiry is continuing its hearings about U.S. President Donald Trump's actions toward Ukraine. Today, a former aide to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is testifying to the House impeachment panels behind closed doors. Michael McKinley, who resigned last week, is a career Foreign Service officer and was Pompeo's de facto chief of staff. North Korean state media has released photos of leader Kim Jong-un scaling the country's highest mountain on horseback. The images and Kim's rhetoric appeared aimed at bolstering his leadership at home as the North tries to pressure the United States into making concessions in nuclear diplomacy. For all the latest news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Elizabeth Warren has become one of the Democratic presidential field's front-runners, and that may have worked against her last night. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
At the debate in Ohio, Warren got much of the attention.
From the moderators as well as from fellow candidates who really did try to hold her to account.
And American University's Capri Cafaro says they hit her hard, making Warren and fellow favorite Joe Biden the big losers. The winners, Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, on home turf in the Midwest.
Both had the opportunity to, highlight the fact that there is more to the Democratic field of candidates.
That's not really what voter Augusta Guffroy wanted to see as she watched in Wisconsin. The field's already too big.
The Democrats should really do us all a favor and narrow it down.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The leaders of France and Germany say the Brexit negotiations are in their final stages and that a deal will be ready to adopt by EU leaders on Thursday. Britain is set to leave the EU on October 31st. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam was forced to abandon her annual policy address after some lawmakers jeered as she began speaking. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Hong Kong's protests moved inside the city's legislature on Wednesday. The city's least popular post-colonial leader had her annual policy address adjourned after some lawmakers stood on desks, chanted protest slogans, and held up banners of Carrie Lam with blood on her hands. The heckling forced an unprecedented cancellation of the address, with Lam later broadcasting a pre-recorded version instead. But back in the legislature, some lawmakers repeated calls for her to stand down, saying she's become, quote, incapable of leading the city.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. A strong and shallow earthquake has struck the southern Philippines. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The quake hit a southern Philippine province and outlying areas, damaging a small college building in one city and prompting residents to dash out of homes and shopping malls in panic. Officials say there are no immediate reports of major damage or injuries, but they want residents to stay out of homes that may have been weakened by the intense shaking. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.4 quake was centered around 5 miles from Colombo Town in Sultan Kudarat Province. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Auto Workers says it has reached a tentative agreement with General Motors, a development that could end a month-long nationwide strike. Terms of the tentative agreement were not disclosed, but it is likely to include a requirement for the giant U.S. automaker to build new vehicles in U.S. factories. U.S. stocks are down in afternoon trading. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.